it's time to talk some high school football. And, you know, once in a while, it doesn't happen every 5 years, 10 years. Sometimes it takes a long time. We did have a team a couple years ago in Escambia and the Gators trying to make a run at a state title. Well, now it's Pine Forest. And I've had a chance to cover the Eagles this year, and in studio with us, great kid. He's got his head on straight no matter what he does in life. Gavin Grice, running back for the Pine Forest Eagles, joining us here on air. And Gavin, I know you guys are getting set for a big game, but first off, congratulations on the season. It's good catching up again.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Well, just talk a little bit about the process, because I did your game when we were on TV when you guys played against Catholic. It was a really good game. You had a touchdown run. It was one where you guys are well balanced. You have a number of different weapons defensively, very, very sound. But talk about that game and the opportunity. You know, it was a close game against Jones. You get the win, and now you get a chance to not only do something special as a kid, but do have an opportunity to represent the city of Pensacola. Talk about it. Is it all soaked in right now as you guys are now less than 48 hours away from playing one of the biggest games ever?
You know, to be honest with you, for me, it hasn't really soaked in yet. I really can't really believe it, because 2 years ago I was on a squad, we only won one game, unfortunately. But for me, I mean, all the hard work, it's paid off, and we're just hoping to get a W and finish it out strong.
Gavin, when you talk about this team and Jalen, last year you go through 2020 with, a lot of times you can't even have fans. You had to go through protocol testing. It was just completely different. Do you feel like it made you guys stronger as a unit to have an opportunity to bond, to come together? And really, because in order to get things done, you had to sacrifice the things that we all remember in high school. If you maybe wanted to go out on that Friday night or hang out with your friends down by the lake, after work or whatever it is. When it comes down to that, do you feel you guys got stronger as a team over the last couple of years because of it?
I think so. You got to think that there was a lot of adversity that we had to face last year because we had a new coach and we didn't really had a new offense, and everything was just so different. And it was just tough to get your team to gel in that amount of time because we didn't have spring training and anything like that. But this year I think everything is kind of falling into place. We got people in the right situation. We got people helping out, being unselfish. So I think that's the biggest thing that we've kind of gotten better at on as a team, and it certainly paid off. I mean, look where we are now. We're going to represent Pensacola for a state title, and we're going to play Pine Forest ball. So,
getting an opportunity, the team from 2000 having an opportunity to come back and write, put it back in the history books and having that chance. When you talk about this team and you're getting ready to take on with Tampa Jesuit, and just talk a little bit about the game Saturday, what the fans can expect. And, I know I was talking to your dad, and you're going to get a little more opportunity yourself, but talk about what you can expect in the game. I know you're not the coach, and you listen to Coach Douglas and what your coaches and coordinators tell you, but what can we expect from the team getting ready for this this big milestone coming up on Saturday?
It's going to be a very physical game for sure. I mean, they got great players over there. They got, three, four, five stars over there. But, I mean, I believe in our squad, and I think we can match up pretty well against them. We just got to, keep our heads on straight, not do anything stupid in the game, really. But I think we have a pretty good chance.
Now, I know one of your coaches, Ryan Vandervoort, he's the offensive line coach, and I know that helps, because that helps your game when the offensive line is playing better. But I know he was part of that 2000 state championship team. Has there been a lot of reminiscing about that day and having a chance? Because, we know Jesuit's a good team, but when you get to a state title, whether it's 1A, 2A, 6A, 7A, you know that you're good enough and confident enough to play against anyone. But has he told you any stories about what to expect? And because there is that been there, done that type mentality.
Right. We actually had that talk, not even an hour ago after we got done with our walkthrough. There's a lot of similarities. Back in 2000, when they played against St. Thomas Aquinas, and they were, big Catholic school, had all the good players, but the Pine Forest ended up winning. And, you know, it's something, it's really special when you get to play for something like this. And you can't take it for granted. You just got to leave it all out there. And that's what we've been preaching for the past 2 weeks. And I think that's what we're going to do.
Well, Gavin, it's going to be awesome. I know you guys go down to Fort Lauderdale. Have you been down to the South Florida area? I know when we people say you're from the South, you know, and you seem like somebody that, you know, has the Southern roots here. But when you're from the South, you're not really from South Florida. I live down there, and you sometimes have to break out a Rosetta Stone to order a meal and other things. But when it comes down to it, if you talk about going to Fort Lauderdale, have you ever traveled down there before?
I have not. This will be my first trip down there, and hopefully it'll be a good one.
Well, it's yes, they can recruit you to Boca real fast if you know what I mean, if you stay on the beaches too long. So I will tell you, have a blast. Enjoy this. This is something, regardless, we're proud of what you guys have done. Like I said, I remember talking a couple months back ago in studio, but to have an opportunity to watch what you guys have done is truly remarkable. And I hope you guys win on Saturday. We'll be rooting you on at 5 o'clock right there, or 6 o'clock Saturday from DRV. PNK Stadium in Fort Lauderdale. So good luck against Jesuit. And Gavin, we're rooting you on. I know a lot of people will be watching this game. I know you're somebody that has high hopes to play in college and continue. And is there anyone right now that we're leaning on, or are we just sort of going to wait? And this is a big game for you as well.
I think, honestly, Chad, if I don't get a single carry and both we win, I'll be just fine.
That's the kind of answer that gets you on a team. Hey, Gavin, you're an awesome guy. I appreciate it, and looking forward to it. And hopefully when you guys come back on Sunday, Monday, whenever you guys are back, it's something we can talk more. But regardless, we're proud of what you guys have done, and good luck on Saturday.
Thank you, sir.